This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It is great to be with you again this weekend. I have an exciting show for you. The playlist today is an all-current playlist, that is, music released in this year of 2023. We've got new Afro-Cuban, guitar band, and live highlife music, new Afro beats and Afro and Luso pop by artists like Kiz Daniel, Mordecai, Soraya Ramos, and more. In music news, the sudden death of Sierra Leonean singer-rapper Louise has shocked the nation. I speak with journalist Mohammed King Milan Bangura about what happened there from Freetown. Kiswahili Day was celebrated all throughout East Africa on Friday, July 7th. Bill Odidi brings us the details on that from Nairobi. And what does the new Best African Music Performance category in the Grammy Awards mean for Africa and for America? I went to Los Angeles, California last week to find out. I spoke with three-time Grammy nominee, Ghanaian-American musician and activist Rocky Dawuni, to find out more. So that's the show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. We're going to start the hour out with some live band jams, beginning with this, Richard Bona's Joko Joko. The song comes off of the first of his 8 albums with his Afro-Cuban band, Mandecan Cubano.
Yeah.
Hello, that was Joko Joko by Richard Bona and his Afro-Cuban band Mandecan Cubano. I'm Heather Maxwell. You are at the top of Music Time in Africa. All right, now for some Ghanaian high life. Here's Fra, the band featuring Nana Yao Oforiata with You De Feel the Vibe. It was recorded live at Fra Ternity, that's F-R-A, the name of the band, Ternity 6, Ghana's largest live music concert for bands.
Let's go!
night. That was Fra the Band with Nana Yao Oforiata with its live performance of You De Feel the Vibe.
This is Fantasy with That Girl from Kabbalah. You're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America.
Yeah. All right. Now, to Zimbabwe, the Qatar band of childhood friends from Victoria Falls, Mukomba, just released their new album. It's called Tusona, Tracings in the Sand. Here is a track off of it, Makisi. The guys, by the way, will be touring their second European tour of the year in October and November. If you're going to happen to be in Europe around that time, you should check them out. Maxwell, I hope you're all doing great and enjoying your weekend so far. We're going to listen to a couple of new tunes by Mordecai and Sat B and then get to that interesting conversation I had with Rocky Dawuni in Los Angeles, California about the new Grammy category Best African Music Performance. But first, out of Freetown, Sierra Leone, Mohammed King Milan Bangura brings us this tragic news. Louise Sia Diana Squire, better known as Louise, has died. Hello, King Milan Bangura. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much, Heather Maxwell.
You're welcome. You told me earlier this week the sad news about the death of one of your dear artists in Sierra Leone. Tell me about that.
Yes, indeed. Last Thursday, we just received a sad news that we lost a prominent and talented rapper by the name of Louisa. Started singing way back 2010, and then we made to understand she was involved in an accident in Freetown.
Oh my goodness, a driving accident?
Yeah, she was driving, not her drive, she was not driving, but she was at the passenger seat. And then she and the driver, but she was the one who involved heavily, and then she died. She was not only a rapper, but she enlisted into the military in 2022. And then she enrolled, and of course, her rank was a second lieutenant.
Oh, that is just tragic. I'm so sorry to hear about this. And I remember that we did an interview with her, didn't we, a couple of years ago, King?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. I remember, I think you saw something about her, because she did some few songs. Her style of rapping was a little bit different than the others. You know, she got that one step of type of rapping. And she did a song called For You and also God Bless, which was very prominent in the country as well. Mm-hmm. So I told her that she was so happy that she wanted to come. She has been listening to your program. And then I told her that Dr. Edda Maxwell of Music Time in Africa, I want to talk to you. She was extremely happy. Mm-hmm. And then I made to understand she came to me. We went up to old school Hill Station End, where we found a place where it was so quiet. And then we did a Zoom interview. Mm-hmm. She was excited, definitely. It was nice.
I am so sorry to hear that. And I'm sorry for Sierra Leone. My condolences to everyone and her family, especially in particular. And thank you for letting me know about this news, King. I hope the next time, I hope the next time we speak, it will be on, a better occasion.
Yes, indeed. And I hope so. Again, I will just let the world and, of course, Africa know that she'll be buried on the 14th of this month. You know, sadly, she was born on the 29th of April, 1993, and she died on the 29th of June, 2023, at the age of 30.
Thank you, King. All right, and so that's the tragic news out of Sierra Leone. Let's listen now to God Bless by Louise. May she rest in peace.
Check it, I will run this. Till humble like a till you want to touch this. You know for test this. Ask your favorite rapper who the best is. Still the practice, I know I'm business. Allow what could bow the greatest. It is sent down in blessings. Still I will work hard and make me daily bread. And I will stand strong and make me money long. They want for put me wrong. Judge I will prove them wrong. Now how ya we belong. Now ain't no puts me up. Who that go puts me down? Now ain't don't bless me. Who that go come cursed? Who that go don't bless? Who that go put me down? We know they less select like King Kong. We they conquer them. This not so what's a gun. In every place we know they ding dong. Who that go don't bless? Who that go put me down? We know they less select like King Kong. We they conquer them. This not so what's a gun. In every place we know they ding dong. If blessing are the cake, where if offending it, the game don't be. Who that they F? Come on, where the girl they busting it? I'm not gonna figure it, but I they figure it. Money in my mind, I want big us. I they see them funny like one big joke. You know, go reach me high, you let them give you cup. I know they fled up, look when me close up. Up in a line, you better give me mine. Though I'm out a cat, you don't give me nine. When I'm gonna see me fine, it's about time, you gonna see me shine. The beast from the east still they keep peace. Assalamu alaikum, you for keep you cool. While I it's a lie, me I know they lie. Look when me face fine, you know they see the sign. Victorious, and me don't touch me cause look where I focus. Now you don't put me up, who that go put me down? Now you don't bless me, who that go come cause? Call me Spartacus, who that go don't bless, who that go put me down? We know they less select like King Kong. We they conquer them, this not to what's a gun. In every place we know they ding dong. Who that go don't bless, who that go put me down? We know they less select like King Kong. We they conquer them, this not to what's a gun.
Hakuna matata. Jambo Africa. Hakuna matata.
Hello everybody, this is Japan. and you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Okay, hello. If you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell with Music Time in Africa, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Now, we are going to listen to two tunes back-to-back. First, Fire by Mordecai out of Zambia, followed by Kidding by Sat B from Burundi.
This one lady got me on my phone, texting her all night long. She know that I like when we two from home. I'm falling for her. I love it when she talk to me in a light tone. She tells me when something wrong. She my company, can't be on my own. Cause I'm falling for her. I was just kidding.
Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right, hello. We just listened to Kidding by Sat B, and before that, Fire by Mordecai. There is more great new 2023 music to listen to. Kiz Daniel, Soraya Ramos, Gosazana Daughter, and Cheche Ku. Plus, I have that special report on Kiswahili Day by Bill Odidi out of Nairobi. But right now, I'm going to take us to a conversation I had last week in Los Angeles, California. I was there, it was awesome, with Rocky Dawoodi about the big news that the Recording Academy, which is based out in L.A., dropped an historic new category, Best African Music Performance, in the Grammy Awards beginning 2024. So let's find out what this all means for Africa and for America and for Rocky, who, if you don't know, is a three-time Grammy nominee himself. So here we are sitting outside of the VOA Bureau in downtown Los Angeles in two director's chairs. There's lights and cameras. And by the way, you can watch this interview or the full-length version of it beginning next week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel or Facebook or Instagram. But for now, let's listen to it right here on the radio. Hello, Rocky. It's great to have you on location here at VOA in Los Angeles.
Thank you very much.
Now, you've been nominated for a Grammy three times now. This year for Never Bow Down.
We shall never bow down to their gods. No matter how high the price, we never bow down.
And in 2021, for your album Voice of Boom Boom,
yes.
Odowara, me huana dria, me si de mada.
Then in 2015, the first for Branches of the Same Tree. Now, these were all in different Grammy categories.
Yes.
African Thriller, na dance hall.
Never in this brand new one, Best African Music Performance.
Yes.
So, in three words, how do you feel about this new category?
I think it's inspirational, it's timely, and then it's progressive.
And so let's break this down then, Rocky.
Yes.
First, inspirational.
Inspirational because this provides an outlet and a recognition that what they're doing and its impact is being recognized not only within the continent, but without the continent. That's going to go a long way to also stem a tide of more music.
And to inspire
creativity.
More artists.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, what about timely?
It is a timely intervention.
Yes.
But it's also the first step of probably many to come.
Yes. What about progressive?
Progressive in terms of you can't have an award system that reaches out to show excellence without integrating creatives from the mother continent who have been an integral part of it.
Since your Never Bow Down nomination,
yes.
What is Rocky Dawoodi most excited about right now?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of things that I'm excited about. First of all, I'm working on a new album.
This will be your ninth album?
This will be my ninth album.
Ninth album.
Yes. And one important thing, too, that I'm working on is I'm in the process of building a cultural innovation hub in the mountains of Ghana in Ebouri.
Returning back to the topic of the Grammys.
Yes.
Do you have any predictions for 2024? Who do you think's going to be at least nominated? Maybe two or three, four people.
It's actually tough for me to name, to give names, just because there's
too many.
There's too many.
What about Styles? Because it's all about the music. It's about the outstanding recording.
The outstanding recording, So I think that High Life music, which has been the foundational sounds of Ghana, songs that will...
And Nigeria.
And Nigeria. Songs that will kind of represent High Life music will have a very strong opportunity. So we're talking of Afrobeats, and then Afro-Aman Piano is making a lot of headway.
All across the continent.
I
mean, it started in South Africa, but now
it's... Everywhere.
Everywhere.
So songs, too, that have the elements of Aman Piano to be in the running.
Yeah.
But in the long run, I think it's going to be about songs that touch the hearts of people. That's what music is about, yes.
Ah, that's wonderful. Rocky, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Voice
of America here in Los Angeles. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me.
Your Inside Music Time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Brand new out of Nigeria, here's a Shuperu by Kiz Daniel.
Who's the musician? Fato. Who's the technician? Who's the producer? We they do bad things for good reasons, you know, I know you know. And we they do good things for bad reasons, you know, I know you know. We no keep messing, we no keep malice, yeah. We just wanna have some fun tonight. We are the happy people, we are the world.
Bakur Intarit from Algeria, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Yes, you are. All right, now for some brand new Luso Pop. I've got Soraya Ramos here with her new tune, Na Terra.
Cachupa. Se manha terrinha que fica, tem igual.
online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Hello, hello, hello. We are approaching the back half of the hour. I'm Heather Maxwell. Key Swahili Day happened July 7th, and Bill Odidi has a wonderful report about how that celebration went down in Kenya. But first, here's a brand new South African groove by Kosazana Daughter featuring Kabza De Small and DJ Maporisa. It's called Uzungenzani. This is a chill one, guys, so kick back and relax if you haven't been already.
Yes.
right. That was Kosa Zana, Daughter with Uzongi Nzani, featuring Kabza De Smile and DJ Maporisa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and now over to Bill Odidi in Nairobi.
Thank you so much indeed, Heather Maxwell. This is Bill Odidi here in Nairobi. It's an evening when we're celebrating the International Day for the Kiswahili Language. And you know, music has played such a big part in promoting the Kiswahili language. And tonight we're going to see a performance by a band that has really put East Africa and the Kiswahili language on the map.
My name is Sijali Zua from Le Swanyika Band. Yeah, Le Swanyika is a popular band from since 1978. Yes.
1978, wow.
We're here today for presenting Kiswahili. Kiswahili is my language. Now I can speak Swahili, maybe.
Habari gani?
Mzuri, habari yako.
So for people listening around the world, that is the greeting in Kiswahili, yeah?
Yeah, habari yako, mzuri, jambo bwana. Yes.
Tell us a bit about the story of Le Swanyika, because, I mean, everybody knows Sina Makosa.
Yeah, Sina Makosa is a really story. But in Kiswahili, composer, he was in the bar, pub, so he was approaching the girl. So there's two men was approaching the one girl. So that's why the boy said, no. This man, the other boy said, the other person said, no, you have your own in your house. And mine, why you are fighting for that? And we uko na wako nyumbani na mimi niko na wangu.
You have yours at home, I have mine at home.
Tunagombania nini?
What are we arguing about? What are we fighting over?
Yes, yeah.
So that's the story of Sina Makosa.
So yeah, introduction, it's me. All the parts, the trumpet, it's me. Let's start like a national anthem.
Yeah.
Pa, 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 pa.
Beautiful.
It's the opposite with the pa.
Yeah.
Chan chan pa pa.
I mean, it's International Day for the Kiswahili language. What's your message?
My message to the world that Kiswahili is a very romantic language. So please learn it so that you can communicate with the East Africa and Central Africa. That's not difficult to learn Kiswahili. Very easy, very easy.
Very romantic.
Romantic, romantic. The only band playing in Kenya, Swahili Fasaha, Kiswahili Fasaha.
So that means what, accurate Kiswahili, yes. Fluent Kiswahili?
Yes, Le Swanyika Band. Yes. If you want to listen Swahili music, choose Le Swanyika. Ayo!
Wonderful sounds of Le Swanyika, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate the International Day for the Kiswahili language by enjoying the music of a group that's really put Kiswahili on the map. They're a wonderful, wonderful group, and they've been playing music for such a long time, and it's great to see them still going strong. This is Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, back to Heather Maxwell in Washington, D.C. on Music Time in Africa. Asante sana, Heather. Thank you.
Wataka kuni wa mure baba.
Well, thanks, Bill, for that awesome report from Nairobi. This is the last song of the hour, my friends. You know, we listened to that conversation I had with Rocky Delmoni earlier in the show about the Grammy Awards and a little bit about what he's up to now. But one thing he didn't mention is this great new single he featured on with Ghanaian high life guitarist Chechekou. Here it is. It's called Africa Till I Die. Till I Die by Chechekou and featuring Rocky Dawuni, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me, and I can't wait to have you back next week. Also, very special thank you to Rocky Dawuni and Kerry Sullivan, also to King Milan and Bill Odidi. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and on select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And also, you can get it online anytime at voaafrica.com. Also, remember to check out all of my stuff on my YouTube channel, Music Time in Africa, also on Instagram and Facebook. Till next time, stay beautiful, Africa, and stay safe.